I move that the committee authorize the issuance of 5 subpoenas ad testa facundum compelling Mr. Danny Pummel, Principal Deputy Undersecretary for Benefits.
That's Representative Tim Walz of the House Veterans Affairs Committee issuing a subpoena to 5 VA department officials to appear before a panel in November. The hearing will investigate a scandal involving VA officials using their authority for personal and financial gains. However, the subpoenas are unearthing a larger, government-wide problem that has some lawmakers extremely concerned. Last year, the government spent more than $200,000 to sell the house of one of the officials implicated in the scandal. The sale was part of Diana Rubin's job relocation from Washington to the Philadelphia area, where she would be paid more money for less work as the Veterans Benefits Administration's regional director for Philadelphia and Wilmington. Lawmakers now fear that the program used to sell Rubin's home may be underregulated and wasting taxpayers' money. The program Rubin's used is called the Appraisal Value Offer Program, or AVO. AVO helps federal employees who are relocating for work sell their houses quickly. It works by having 2 separate appraisals for the house to determine its price. If the house is not sold within 60 days, the General Services Administration contracts a company to buy the house. The employee's agency, in this case the VA, then pays the contractor an acquisition fee. That fee was 27.5% of the house's value in 2014. That means the government paid part of the house's value for a company to buy the house. Here's Representative Phil Rowe talking to VA Deputy Inspector General Linda Halliday on the effects.
And so I understand this program. Two people come in and appraise your house. I looked up while we're doing this on the web. The average time is about 60 days on the market around here for a home. If I sell my home here, a private citizen does, they just got to wait till they sell their home. If it's 60 days, if it's 160 days, they've got to wait just like you probably do if you sell your house here. So the way I understand it is this program they've got is you go out and get your house evaluated at $800,000 or whatever it is. You pay this contractor 27.5%. That's $200,000+ that they got. They can discount that house $100,000 and sell it quickly and make $125,000 without blinking an eye. Am I correct on that? Is that how they do it?
That could happen, yes.
A VA Inspector General's report found that Rubin's originally volunteered for a job as Veterans Benefits Administration Regional Director for Philadelphia and Wilmington. Days later, she told the VA she would not take the job unless she was approved for an AVO, something the Inspector General said should not have happened. Lawmakers are afraid there may be abuses of the program in other agencies as well. Here's House VA Committee Ranking Member Connie Brown.
This is a government-wide program. All of the agencies operate under this program. Now, as of October 1, 2015, the VA will no longer offer this program to the VA employees. This raises the larger issue as to whether this program is being administered properly across the government, not just VA. I am concerned that the program elsewhere, if it's not working for the VA, or are they administering it, something wrong, or is it a problem across the board? You indicated you only could speak to VA. I am writing a letter to the GAO and asking them to give us an update as to how this program is working government-wide, because I think it's unfair if all of the other agencies are administering this program and it's working, and the VA employees are going to be left out. And we're talking about top level, but this program is available for all VA programs that are moving, and this is allowed for them. How is this going to affect the VA employees?
Halliday says asking the GAO to investigate was an appropriate move. She added it's possible that the AVO program is being used in inappropriate ways in other agencies. The AVO issue is part of a larger scandal involving 4 regional Veterans Benefits Administration directors. The VA Inspector General report states that Rubin's and director of VBA's St. Paul Regional Office, Kimberly Graves, used their authority for personal and financial benefit. The VA Principal Deputy Undersecretary for Benefits, along with Graves, Rubin's, and 2 other directors, did not show up for the congressional hearing yesterday. In response, the committee issued subpoenas for them to testify in a new hearing on November 2nd. The Inspector General report states that Rubens and Graves coerced the other two directors to leave positions they did not want to leave. The two directors were forced out to create vacancies for Rubens and Graves. Rubens and Graves would then take new positions that held less responsibility but higher pay. The VA also paid about $400,000 for them to relocate to their new positions. The IG report recommended criminal investigations into Rubens and Graves' actions. Then, last Friday, VA Undersecretary for Benefits Allison Hickey stepped down, possibly due to the scandal. The American Legion was one of the organizations to call for her resignation. American Legion National Commander Dale Barnett spoke with Federal News Radio before the hearing about Hickey's resignation.
But that doesn't solve the issue. There are some systemic issues and some questions that need to be answered by the VA, and we're not sure whether that some of those individuals are going to show today. I know that the IG is here that will present the report. The report, I applaud the VA IG on the report. It was very thorough. I think it was very fair. It has several recommendations that I think need to be addressed, and if we're truly going to talk about reforming the VA system, then we need to have actions, just not words.
During the hearing, Representative Rowe said scandals like these are what cause people to lose faith in their government.
These veterans that we see out there are having to struggle to get their benefits of a few hundred dollars or a few thousand dollars a month. And then I see things where we're paying somebody $33,000 to drive up the road 140 miles and live in a hotel for a few days till they can get a house. If you pay 55 cents a mile, that's a $77 trip, not a $33,000 trip. And if you eat at the Four Seasons every night, I don't see how you could spend $33,000. And that's not what average people do out there. When average people like me that go out and work for themselves for 30-something years and I do less, next year I get paid less. That's what happens in the real world. And that's not what's happening here. And I go home and see these injured and disabled veterans. And then I come up here and hear where these senior officials, it seems like they've manipulated a system that they know how it works. The VA has shifted people around when we said, no, you can't raise people's salaries during this particular time so we can sort all this out. But they figured out how to do it. And that sort of cynicism is really pervasive, I think, when you go home and trying to explain and listen to your testimony, which has been extremely compelling to me. I just want to get that on the record, and I think we have a lost trust.
In Washington, Scott Massioni, FederalNewsRadio.com, and 1500 AM.